Welcome everybody. Shir number 1506. We're learning today. We learn Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Merar and Zizel. We learn Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Lerfu Shlema Mirim Rezel Bas Dina. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Vada Bedava. What one could talk about, what one could, one is not allowed to talk about. And we are going through some basic concepts right now. Of a Dabba Dabba, there's various different sections of it. Right now we're trying to work a little bit on the section that, plain and simple, if something is also on Shabbos, then one is not allowed to say it. Something is also to do on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to say you're going to be doing it during the week. Now we're going to see in conjunction with a mitzvah how that works. Where we draw the line. We're going to see that sometimes it is allowed, sometimes not. I don't want to get into that right now. That's a totally different story. Mishnah Berurah talks about that. Just giving some more examples as to, and we said, Devarim Shel Ma B'Kach, right, situations which took place, like during this past week, or 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and they have no connection to upcoming future, so then that is fine to say, in general. Let's take an interesting situation. Let's say somebody's flying, right? My enough community right now, Eretz Yisrael, I'm getting on a plane, I'm flying to whatever the case is, Canada, you know, whatever, California, Los Angeles. So a person says Sunday, a person on Shabbos, they say, oh, Sunday morning, I'm getting on a plane. You can't get on a plane, so you're not allowed to say that. Sunday morning, I'll be flying. You can't do that. But for somebody to say, yeah, 2 weeks ago, we flew back from California. 2 weeks ago, we flew back from Eretz Yisrael, whatever the case is. So that would be allowed to be said. So that's the distinction. To say that you're going to be doing this thing, no. To say that this item took place, this action already took place, that is when it is okay, as long as it's nothing to do with, in conjunction with the future type of a thing. Okay, and we'll see how that works also. Another example he brings down over here, the Sefer Klalim. We're just reading from the Sefer Klalim some various different examples. So we want to get a good understanding of what this is all about. Simen Reish Pei Ches. You know, it comes up a lot. It just popped in my mind, so I just wanted to mention it. A lot of times people are sitting on the Shabbos table, and whatever, they see a nice thing. We said last time from the Ben Ish Chai, even if, you know, to say a price, and you know somebody else wants to buy that thing after Shabbos, that you should stay away from. But let's say, just plain and simple, somebody has a special type of a dish, or a special type of a, or even a food, or whatever the case is, right? So people are sitting around, this food tastes taka very good, you know what? Monday I'm going to go, I'll be in the grocery, I'm going to buy this and this food, whatever, this steak tastes so good, this chicken is so good, right, it was beautiful, the cover shop, you know what, Sunday I'm going to be in the store, I'm going to buy this meat, I'm going to buy this chicken, whatever the case is. So again, that's something else that cannot be said. You could say it in a way that it won't be done. Let's say, for example, the person said, oh, Yitaka chicken is good. I would like to have it one time. Something along those lines. You know, one time. Maybe one meal during the week we'll have this chicken. Something. So the fact that you have to go first buy the chicken, is not the Isser. The Isser is the buying, right? The person says, oh, they taste the chicken on Shabbos. Oh, it's Taka very, very good. You know what? Tuesday night we have people coming over for dinner. Tuesday night. Maybe we'll serve this chicken. You're allowed to serve chicken on Shabbos also. So the same way you're allowed to serve chicken on Shabbos, you're allowed to serve chicken on during the week, right? So that on Tuesday night for dinner, that's not, serving chicken is perfectly fine. What's wrong? You know what? It's so good. This chicken will serve for dinner Tuesday night also. Okay, fine. Now the fact that it's not in your house and you have to go to the store and buy it, that's, you didn't say that, right? If a person goes and says, oh, the chicken's taka good. You know what? I'm going to go to this in this store and they taka have it a little bit cheaper. I'm going to go there and buy it over there. That you can't say. But so that's how we slice it and dice it, if you want to call, as far as when it comes to Isurim. Again, each case is a little bit different, but these are all running along the guidelines of the same type of a thing. Right. So to say it in such a way that's allowed to be, if it's allowed to be done in Shabbos, that's the point we want to get across. If it's something that's allowed, if the action you're saying is allowed to be done on Shabbos, then it's fine. If the actual action, right, that's going to be done is allowed to be done on Shabbos, so then that's okay. Serving chicken, what's wrong? Wonderful, beautiful. So I could do that, I could say that, do that, but the buying part, that can't be done. So that one would not be allowed to, not allowed to say, on Shabbos. And we're going to see, now we're going to see interesting, that if you say something, it's a little bit pushing, jumping the gun, if you want to call it, but if you say something and there's no way to do it, without something that's usher to do, like, for example, you know what, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, or something like that, Sunday, so... Okay, again, mitzvah, I don't want to get into that part right now, but we're going somewhere. Let's use Eretz Yisrael, assuming right now, not the mitzvah part, but there's no way to get there. We're going to see if there's a way to get there through making mechitzas, possibly various different things. The Mishnah Berurah talks about that, a little bit complicated. But if I say something and the way it has to be done, right, either I'm going to swim or I'm going to fly, I mean, it has to be done with an iser, so then also that will be problematic. That would also be problematic. You know, so if somebody says, I'm going to go from one end of the Pacific Ocean to the other, obviously it's going to be with flying, right, or a boat or whatever the case, something that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So we're going to see that is that all also falls in conjunction with the Isser of saying what I'm not allowed to do, what I'm going to be doing this upcoming week. So it's an important point to keep in mind. Always keep in mind. If it's something plain and simple, so let's just chazer of what we have. We don't want to get it too complicated. If it's something, an action that's allowed to be done on Shabbos, right? So I could say I'm going to do it on Sunday, Monday. Fine. That's not a problem. If it's an action that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, you can say you're going to do it during the week, and we're going to see, we still have to work on that, if it's you're making a statement and there's no way to accomplish that statement, like I'm going to cross the ocean or whatever, something like that, or I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, whatever. I'm just giving wild examples that there's no way you could do it without being ovary serum. So then we're going to see that is also not supposed to be done. But if there is a way to somehow even, be it as it may, b'shas adchak, if you want to call it, do this actual action, right? So the fact that you said it, if there's a way somehow to dream up a way of doing it that would be mutter to do on Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us, again, we're going to talk about that, that would be okay to say. It's, again, it's a little bit complicated, but we're trying to give various different examples as we go down the line. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tov.